Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Yesterday we talked about Pinterest and the benefits of having a Pinterest strategy for your handmade business. If you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, I highly recommend going back and listening to that first so that you're all caught up for today. Today, we're going to dig a little bit deeper into Pinterest and talk about an important part of your strategy. Now, it's important to keep in mind that Pinterest does need to be approached with just that, a strategy. Just pinning haphazardly and hoping to get sales or hoping that your products are going to get in front of the right people, it's not going to benefit your business. That's not going to be an effective way to promote on the platform. So typically people that say, Pinterest doesn't work for me, I never get any sales from Pinterest, those are the people that are just pinning and they're not really doing it with an effective strategy. So you have to have a plan in mind or you're going to miss out on its full capabilities for your business. Now the first step in maximizing your Pinterest account is making sure that you're set up as a business account rather than a personal account. So if you're unsure of how to change your account status or if you're not sure if you've already done that, I've put the instructions or a link to the instructions through Pinterest. I put that link in the show notes. It's a simple process. It takes less than 10 minutes, but it's really, really important. So make sure that you check that link and double check that you're all set up for that or you're going to miss out on all of these benefits that I'm getting ready to go over with you. Now, as a side note, before we get into the benefits, I want to make sure that you double check and if you have any boards that are not relevant to your business, it's time to make them private. So if you've been putting together a board for little Johnny's birthday party and you sell jewelry, it's time to make those private. You don't have to delete them, just switch them over to private so that you aren't cluttering your account. Now, if you're not sure, if you're trying to decide if it's on the line of whether it goes or not, just make it private for now until you can decide. Your overall goal is for your Pinterest account to look professional. That's what we want. You want potential customers to come to your Pinterest account and feel like it represents your brand. So now that we've got that out of the way, let's get to the top reasons why you need a business account on Pinterest. The number one reason is that Pinterest analytics come with a business account. So once you switch to a business account, you unlock the door to analytics that are going to help you, you know, grow your business on the platform in the future. So Pinterest analytics include impressions, link clicks, target audience information, the time of day you get the most traffic, so that can give you an idea of when is the best time to pin. It gives you so much information. Pinterest analytics also show you the other boards and pins that your target audience finds interesting. So you have insight to the type of content to pin in addition to your own products. Now, this is incredibly helpful when you're brainstorming ideas for creating your other boards. Pinterest views those accounts, you know, that only pin their own products just like over and over and over again, where it's just nothing but their own things that they sell all day long. They see that as spammy, and it could eventually get your account shut down. So it's important to also pin products from other accounts. And you can use these analytics where it's showing you what your Pinterest viewers and the people interacting with your account, that information that it shows you what they're finding interesting, you can use that information to show you what you should also be pinning in addition to your own content. So all of this information helps you to develop a strategy to target your ideal shoppers on the platform. So it's incredibly helpful. Now, another perk that comes with having a business account is access to promoted pins. Now, this is a whole nother strategy that has to be learned, but it's very beneficial. So similar to other platforms like Facebook or Instagram, Pinterest offers the ability to promote your content. Now, this is done in the form of promoted pins. And a promoted pin is charged on a cost per click basis, but it does allow you to advertise to your specific demographic within the platform. So once you've learned how to read your analytics and you've really feel like you've honed it in of who you want to be targeting, promoted pins allow you to kind of turn it up a notch and really start advertising on the platform. So it's a great tool to have on Pinterest. Now, when you have a business account, you also have access to something called rich pins. And I'm sure if you've spent any time on Pinterest, you know what a rich pin is, or you've seen one. You may not know what to call it, but you've seen it. So a rich pin, it pulls more information from your site and it displays it on the pin. You may notice, you know, how a pin from like Target or Amazon, it looks a bit different than some of the other, you know, just run-of-the-mill pins. Those are usually rich pins. So more specifically, a rich pin will show the price, it'll show the stock level, a description of the product from your website. It just has more of a, you know, like buy me look to it, if you know what I mean. It looks more professional. When somebody is on Pinterest and they're scrolling through, it definitely looks like it's from a business and not from just a random person on Pinterest. Now, the last thing that I want to mention that comes with having a business account is the ability to claim your website. So a business account gives you the ability to claim your website. This helps you have brand recognition because it's going to add your profile picture to all of your pins. So you essentially get to claim your pins with like a stamp of your logo. And that's going to give anybody who sees your pin across the platform the ability to immediately recognize your products, even though they're not within your shop. And we all know that brand recognition is huge, especially as handmade sellers. So, to recap, a business account is extremely important when you're marketing your business on Pinterest. It gives you access to analytics so that you can modify your strategy, and it enables branding opportunities so customers can, you know, recognize you on the platform. If you do not currently have a business account, please take the 10 minutes or so, maybe 15 tops if you're starting just brand spanking new, to do that today. And tomorrow, we're going to be discussing how I automate my Pinterest strategy in a way that it takes me maybe 2 hours tops a week to do a week's worth of marketing. And it's been a huge lifesaver. So you don't want to miss that one. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.